Stan, what is like that in terms of number of games? It was your worst defeat on the ATP. Do you have any explanation why matches have been so one-sided in this tournament?
No, I don't have any explanation. I think it's a big surprise for everybody, for us also. It's so strange because this year was everybody before the tournament was expecting some big matches because I was more surprised during all the year with me winning Grand Slam, Cilic also, Raonic, Nishikori being there. So everybody was expecting some big match, but apparently Novak is playing really well, Roger also, and it's strange for everybody to see all those matches really quick.
Stan, what changed in this match? Because you had a good start, you got 2-0, and then seemed to go pretty quickly after that.
Yeah, really quickly, not pretty, really quickly, but for sure was not my best match, that's for sure, but also because he's playing really well, he's in confidence, he's not missing so much. Today I think it was more about what I was doing. It put me in a position that maybe I think a little bit too much. I'm not really clear what I'm going to do because he's defending well, he's returning everything, and the serve was not good enough. And then I start to mistake because also the condition here are really low and his ball is always coming to me and I cannot really mix the spin and try to get higher ball to try to attack him, and that's it. When he got the break, when he start to be in front in the score, then he's playing really well because he's winning so many matches.
Stan, you were saying that, you know, with the top eight here, everybody's expecting great matches. Just curious, do you think that expectation is fair? Is the expectation too high in terms of the level that fans or the rest of us expect from you guys for this final tournament?
The expectation, right, because that's the top eight player, nine actually, player of the year, who's playing the best tennis. And if you look all the past year, it was always some good match, some tough one, three-setter match. And this year is really a big surprise, I think, for everybody to see those matches so quick.
Stan, you probably saw the reports in recent weeks about the Italian players that were named in the soccer match-fixing investigation in Italy. And I'm wondering if this is a concern of yours on the tour in general, you know, at the upper level, at the lower levels. What are your thoughts on that?
I think we had some few problems in the lower level. Already some guys got caught for that. And I think at the top level, I don't think some players are doing this. I'm pretty sure about that. But we can see in the challenger level, I think it's more easy to bet, it's more easy to find place how to bet on matches, and it's not that important to win or to lose, but I don't know, it's not really something important for me because I'm not doing it.
Stan, the way Novak is playing right now, compared to the way Roger played when he was at his very, very best a few years ago, and he's playing very well now again, are you able to do any sort of comparison at all?
No, it's impossible. You will never know who was playing the best tennis because it's impossible. It's like putting Rafa inside out, so you don't know. They have different game. For sure, Novak is an amazing player, playing so well, but Roger used to lose only three matches per year, so it's impossible. They are both amazing player and great champion and winning so many matches. It's for sure great to see them play that level because it's always nice to see the top guys playing so well, but it's tough to beat them.
Stan, in comparison to your 3 Open victory in quarterfinals, what do you mean the biggest thing you missed from your game and how do you plan to get it back for next year?
Well, it's completely different match when you play 5-set match or 2-set match, and also the condition in Australian Open, you can I can play more from the baseline, the bounce is going higher, I can put more top spin and start to put more pressure on him. Today, all the ball were coming into my feet, and it's tough for me to put pressure on him.
Roger said that the good thing of this system is that even you have a defeat, you can still pass. You still have hopes in this tournament.
Yeah, no, for sure. Even if I got killed today, I still have a good chance to qualify. And I need to focus for the last match to play Cilic. I know that if I can beat him, I have some big chance to qualify. And I'm still playing great tennis. You know, I played a great match against Tomas Berdych. I'm practicing well now. I need to accept that match tonight and focus tomorrow to do some good practice and be ready for the last match.
A lot of players talk about what it was like to see you break through to win a Grand Slam this year, being somewhat of a surprise. What were your thoughts when you saw Cilic win at the US Open, which was a much bigger surprise even than that, than you?
I don't know if it was a bigger surprise, but yeah, for me it was a surprise also, like everybody, because he played amazing there, beating Roger in semi-final. I think he played his best match ever. Yeah, so Nishikori beating Novak was quite a big surprise for me, especially when I played 2 days before Nishikori in 5 sets. And yeah, I think it's always good to see new player winning some big tournaments. Even if I know that the fans love to see the top guys still being there.
Just to follow up on my last question. If you played your team in the Australian Open on the same court, do you think the result would be any different?
Yeah, like every match are completely different. Even if I have to play him against these tournaments, you never know. For sure it will be a completely different match, but for sure it's the conditions are different. Here it's indoor, it's a little bit faster. And Australian Open 5-set match, it's not something that I try to compare. I just try to be ready for every matches.